All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times to Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor. And as usual, I'm talking to you from the Borough of Queens in New York City. This is the 15th day of February, 2022. I do like to remind you, I have a newsletter called Jay Taylor's Gold, Energy, and Tech Stocks. We do focus on a lot of very exciting exploration stories. You can sign up for my letter by going to miningstocks.com. And we do like to encourage you to consider signing up for Chen Lin's letter, What is Chen Buying, What is Chen Selling, chenpicks.com. And today we have Michael Oliver with us, and we'd like to have you be aware of his website as well, and that's olivermsa.com. I want to thank each of you for listening to this show and encourage you to send along whatever comments you have about the show to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com, questions4taylor@gmail.com. Our sponsors for today's show who make this show possible: Novo Resources, El Oro Resources, Hand and Metals, Irving Resources, Lion One Metals, SK Mining Corp, Firefox Gold, and Timberline Resources. Before we get started with today's show, I would just like to pass along a comment from a listener named Steve who suggested that, like Chen, yours truly should name his top five tigers for 2022. Well, actually, John Rubino and I are scheduled to do to film a Zoom conversation regarding five advanced stage gold and silver exploration stocks that I consider to be candidates for replicating the same kind of returns that Great Bear shareholders enjoyed when that former sponsor of this show outlined a world-class gold discovery that led Kinross to pay $29 a share for that company. Great Bear was added to my newsletter at 46 cents, actually, back in January of 2018, so many of my subscribers did enjoy some nice profits from that investment. But I'm very excited also now about a number of other gold and silver explorers, some of which are sponsors to this show. And I will be, as I say, I will be revealing them in my revealing them in my newsletter this week. And once the video is available, the interview that John and I do, once that is available, I'll pass it on to a larger audience as well. Suffice it to say that I am very excited about junior exploration stocks, several of them that I cover in my newsletter, some of which are also, as I say, sponsors to this show. I've titled today's show, Owning Ships and Gold to Beat Inflation. Frank Holmes, Dr. Quentin Henning, and Michael Oliver are my guests today. Frank Holmes has long been known for his gold and natural resource funds, all of which are expected to be useful hedges against inflation. And he has recently been involved with the mining of Ethereum and Bitcoin as well. Not only have central bankers triggered massive inflation into the global economy, but government policies have contributed greatly to inflation as well. As always, during the inflationary episodes, there are winners and losers from rising prices. Frank has identified a new industry that appears to be a likely winner, that being the shipping industry. In an effort to ward off fears of climate disaster, laws passed by the United Nations or through the United Nations have caused shipping prices to explode higher, leading to massive profits in that industry. So Frank launched a third ETF under the U.S. Global umbrella, namely the U.S. Global Sea and Sky Cargo ETF. So Frank will explain how laws passed have boosted shipping company profits and why he's bullish on the shipping industry in general. And given his long-term involvement in gold markets, we'll try to see what he has to say about his views on the gold market as well. And time permitting, also, if we do have the time, I want to ask him about his views on the on the inability of cryptocurrency to be used in support of the protesting truck drivers up there in Canada, an interesting story that is still unfolding at this point in time. So those are things we'll talk to Frank about in the second half of today's show. Second segment, Quentin Henning will join me to provide an update on Novo Resources, and we'll ask him what plans the company has to turn things around there, heading, hopefully providing some profitable production in the near term, what in general are the plans for the company going forward. They have been outlaid, or they have been outlined to the investors, but we'll get a fresh update from Quentin, hopefully, right after the first commercial break. But right now, I'm happy to tell you that Michael Oliver is with me once again. Thanks, Michael. Thanks for joining me.
Good to be back.
You know, recently you were somewhat concerned about the downside risks for gold, but if I'm reading you right, a little less so now?
Oh, no. We called off our caution flag a week or so ago. When we broke under 1790, dropped down to 1796 a month ago, that triggered a few things that on monthly momentum, which is what you could call an intermediate time scale. It's not real long term, but it's significant enough to give us a caution flag. So we issued the caution flag, meaning that, you know, if you're over leveraged and antsy, you know, maybe put on some kind of hedge or something. Mm-hmm. But 2 weeks later, I think it was, we pulled that caution flag when it got back. I think it was about 1810 or something like that. We said, now, okay, caution flag, that breakage was not meaningful. The downside follow through was trivial. I think they got to 1780 or something, and then they flipped back up. So it was a false caution flag. Sometimes we have those. But action since then has firmed nicely. Unfortunately, I think what happened yesterday on the upside in gold and silver was caused not by the ongoing drive north, because I think they're both headed north, okay, for good reasons and with solid fundamentals and technicals. But you had a spurt there that I think was based on war news. Mm-hmm. And it's my experience over many decades looking at gold that anytime there's a war story, you know, a Panama Canal crisis or whatever, you know, you want to come up with, anybody who buys gold and silver based on that usually gets slammed. Mm-hmm. These are not good reasons to buy gold. Mm-hmm. It's a monetary metal. It moves primarily due to the sins of central banks, the destruction of money units, et cetera, et cetera, not because of some little headline war news. Yes, war can cause inflation ultimately, but we get inflation regardless of wars. We don't need them, okay? They still print the money.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think you had a lot of vulnerable longs chasing in there, and so they got bagged back down today. But I noticed that gold held at nice levels, silver held at nice levels, and we've got some pending major breakout structures waiting overhead on our momentum charts, on silver especially. And we recently ran a bunch of the indexes like XAU index, GDX ETF, and so forth. And we're getting a mixed picture there of crossing over these breakout levels. We want some consensus. So, and we, the other day, we just ran a couple dozen key gold and silver miners. Mm-hmm. And we have, you know, maybe 25% of them have just crossed some numbers that look pretty good. Mm-hmm. But we want greater consensus. And I can tell you this, the numbers you need to achieve are not that far above us. Mm-hmm. Not far above yesterday's high and silver, just over 24. We get some numbers in the below 24.50 that if you can close a week there, you're gone, upside. So we feel pretty good about it. The upside action we've seen in the last few weeks has not been based on that kind of news. That was just yesterday that we had that panic buying stuff, and they got paid dues for that. So anyway, the other markets that I think could influence what's going to happen in the fundamental world, the central bank world, is the continued wobbliness of the stock market. It got its legs broken, in my view, in January. I think that probably was the top, but we have not broken, we don't have the consensus yet on the downside. I can say with some confidence, I think NASDAQ 100 is top, but the S&P didn't break its key number yet. Now, it's trading below it right now, but I need to close the month there. So we got 9 trading days left. If we can get some consensus out of the stock market to the downside, And I don't mean for a crash, but the onset of an arduous bear market, that's going to get the attention of the Fed, and it's going to cause some consternation about, you know, how fast do we raise rates, or do we really want to do this to the degree that we've been talking about? I think those variables are out there. There's mm-hmm. another market I'm going to throw out there for people to watch, mm-hmm. and I think it's the one that may be most important about this Russia thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it would give the Fed an excuse to back off on their so-called fighting inflation talk.
Mm-hmm.
Watch natural gas. We mm-hmm. all know that Russia, it's winter now. You know, if they act, their real weapon is natural gas. They provide mm-hmm. 40% of the natural gas that runs Europe. If anything happened to jeopardize that flow, you know, flip the switch, Europe would go down the tank quickly. And the Europeans know that. Now, Biden may be talking tough talk here, but, you know, the Europeans don't particularly want that weapon used.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really the weapon that Putin's got. This border stuff is I think, like a left jab before the right hook, you know. The right hook is I think it's that natural gas. And I'm watching it very carefully. I have a suspicion that before he does anything regarding natural gas, that a lot of his oligarchs around him, close to Putin and himself, might just be buyers of natural gas.
Ah.
It makes sense to me. And mm-hmm. natural gas has not been exploding like oil has
mm-hmm.
over the last couple of months. In fact, mm-hmm. it's been under pressure. But if all of a sudden we see a change in tone there, where you see natural gas jump a buck or so, and like today, for instance, up sharply while oil's down sharply, be alert to the possibility that at that point Putin might be ready to use a real weapon, which is to say mm-hmm. an economic weapon.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do anything to jeopardize European economy, that has wave effects globally.
Mm-hmm.
It could cause central banks to rethink any talk about tightening rates, et cetera, et cetera. So watch natural gas for that. It may be a good clue about possible change in central bank thinking.
Yeah, it certainly could create some havoc amongst the NATO countries, I would think. And, you know, we've been hearing the Biden administration talking about how important it is to have a unified NATO. And I guess maybe the Europeans might not care about that so much if they're freezing to death. So,
yeah, and their factories are shutting down and running 2-day weeks or something, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, Michael, what about the T-bonds? You know, we're seeing it cross over the 2% level.
We had a suspicion that they could perform as a alternative again, like gold. In other words, mm-hmm. where you get out of the stock market for various reasons and you run a fund, where do you park your money? Well, quite often during periods of consternation, they'll go to long bonds, government mm-hmm. bonds. Because they're safe, quote unquote. That's not been happening. While gold has been firming for the last few months, T-bonds have been going down. So it looks to me like just maybe the real alternative to a declining stock market, global economy, et cetera, is not going to be to own T-bonds. They're going to reflect the inflation that the central banks create. But mm-hmm. it leaves gold and silver as the alternative.
Mm-hmm. Well, that could be the day when the yellow metal starts to really shine then, I guess.
Yeah.
And
if T-bonds don't work, then what else are you going to do? You know, you don't mm-hmm. want to be in the stock market. You need to shift to some other asset category. Well, that could be the answer.
Yeah. Well, we'll keep watching and we'll keep reading your letters. You've been very helpful to me, Michael, and I know your subscribers in general have benefited tremendously. You know, this little bit of nervousness in gold, to have that guidance been very helpful, and it's olivermsa.com, folks. Go there. Sign up for Michael's letter. If you're a serious investor, I think it's a letter that you're probably going to want to own, going to want to subscribe to, because he's just very helpful. At least I find him, from my perspective, to be very helpful. So thanks again, Michael, for being with us,
Thank
and we'll
you,
look
Jay.
To do it again in another couple of weeks. Thank you so
in
much. All right, folks. All right, folks, well, we're going to go to a break now. Dr. Quentin Henning will be with me to talk about Novo Resources. We'll get an update on that company, find out how it's doing as it plans its future. So don't go away. We'll be right back with Quentin Henning.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
Lion Wine Metals is focused on high-grade gold in Fiji, led by legendary Canadian financier Walter Barakoff. Lion One is permitted for production and drilling for discoveries in one of the most exciting high-grade gold projects in the prolific South Pacific Ring of Fire. Lion One trades on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol LIO and on the OTCQX under the symbol LOMLF. Go to our website at liononemetals.com for more information about Lion One Metals and high-grade gold in Fiji.
SK Mining Corp, trading under the symbol ESK on the TSX Venture and ESKYF on the OTCQB, is a mineral exploration company targeting precious metals, rich VMS deposits in the heart of British Columbia's Golden Triangle. SK Mining controls a prospective land package totaling 130,000 acres, which lies across a geologic trend that once hosted the prolific SK Creek Mine. With a world-renowned geological team, funding in place, and shareholders such as Eric Sprott, SK Mining is on the cusp of a world-class discovery. Go to skmining.com to subscribe for updates.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.